No, the Bible says when you were in holy ground, you took your shoes off. I'm going to do that. Not because this place is holy, but the Spirit of God is holy. He's here. I'd like to speak today, let me see until that comes, and I know it will. But what does the Bible have to say about today? Now, before we go off the hill or something, the scripture tells us the why and the what doesn't always give us precise descriptions of what we're to do. The scripture gives us the why. It gives us the motivation. But sometimes some details are left for us to work out. So today is called Yom Teruah, the Day of Teruah. Translated in the King James Version as the Festival of Trumpets. Okay? The Hebrew paints a slightly different picture. Okay? And that's what I'd like to focus on. What the scripture is actually trying to say or not say. Now look. If I were in Puerto Rico on December 31, there would be no way that I can just go and ignore what's going on. Because in Puerto Rico on December 31, the whole island is up waiting for midnight. No, they don't have the thing coming down from Times Square. That's what we do here in your own. It's all over. People are on the streets, they're everywhere, and they are waiting for the new year to come. Now, that's not God's new year. It's actually America's good new year. And because Puerto Rico belonged to America, it celebrated at the same time. So they do celebrate it. They celebrate it big time. If you're in the island at all, and that's happened to Amelise and Stephen when they've been there. Yes, they were even in an island called Vieques, I think if I'm remembering correctly, or something like that, or the other one, Culebra, which means snake. They were in the snake island, and the whole place was. Now, Stephen, having been originally, his parents are from Ohio, right, Ohio, I don't know if he was born in Ohio, but he came to Gainesville, and I'm Elise that was born here in Gainesville, and Marilyn that was born in Savannah. Okay? So we have these three different states here. So what is it that we're gonna do? If you leave it to Savannah from experience, ain't gonna do nothing. If you leave it to Ohio/Gainesville, so you know part of it is redeemed there, and there's going to be a little something, but then if you deal with the girl from Gainesville who's got Puerto Rico inside, she's going to want to do something, and she's not going to be inside, and she's not going to be quiet, and she's not, you know, that's just what happens. So if you get around her and you go to her place or any of those things, it's going to be some kissing and some na-na-na-na-na, you know, all kinds of stuff going on. But we have family that would call at 5 minutes till midnight from Dothan. We're in bed, but we wanted to say Happy New Year. Okay? God forgive them. They're in Alabama. That needs to get, you know, that place got to be redeemed. Look, There is no way that you can be somewhere and not participate. You were in Israel today, last night. It was joyous. The whole country. The government somewhat shuts down, and people have Mary, and they, you know, when it's September 15th. Yeah, that's when they're having a New Year celebration. And if you're there, you can go ahead and be from Georgia. If you want to. Nobody's going to bother you. You can go ahead and get in your bed and go, God didn't say anything about it. It's not God's New Year. So I ain't doing nothing. And you can do the same on December 31 around here. Or in Puerto Rico, because they're not going to let you sleep. That's how it used to be. They're not going to let you sleep. So you can go ahead and be a horse's behind and ignore what's going on around you. But the fact is that we are humans and we don't ignore what's going on around us. This is the folks that got on their car when Tebow won the national championship. And we drove to Gainesville and got on University Avenue. And everybody was in the back of the truck or coming out the window and what have you, yelling at the top of their lungs as we went slowly up University Avenue and giving high fives to everybody. I was there. You remember that? Okay, so you guys over there in Timbuktu, not even in the right county or anything. You're in the other county, in Putnam, and you're hiding over there, and everybody went to sleep. I'm telling you, if you're somewhere where something is being done, and there's merriment and what have you, you can't help yourself but be part of it. No, it's not our New Year. I said, if you were in Israel and you decided you wanted to be open on the first of Tishri and the second of Tishri, you might be excited to find out that, one, police are going to say close. And two, people are going to come in and start throwing at you because what are you doing open? Some might come in and say, come on, leave, close the door and come have some merriment with us. And you can't help yourself. That's the culture. We are messianics. There is no messianic catechism. Our faith was done away with, buried in 325 AD. And only remnants remained because they basically said, no more Jewish anything. It's no Jewishness. That's wrong. That's wrong because what about the Messiah? What country is he from? These are just the preliminary remarks that the Lord insisted that I share with you today. So it's not in my program. We have got to seek a balance. There is biblical about today, and it is holy. But there's also the people of the land, the people of the land that we have been grafted into, the people that we've been grafted into and what they do. So we can just go ahead and that's not going to work. You're going to try to win them to Yeshua, but winning them to Yeshua means you just got to be turned totally different. That didn't work till now, and it's not going to work. You're going to have to let the Jewish people be Jews. Fortunately, the Gentiles were the ones that were asked to be grafted in, and not the Jews be grafted into the Gentiles, because they were already wild anyway. They don't need any more wildness. We who were inherently wild olive trees were grafted into a tame olive tree. Read it in Romans chapter 11. And so there is a change. We're no longer getting from the root of the wild. Instead, we're getting from the root of the tame. And Yeshua said, I am the root. I am the vine, and you are the branches. So this is a work in progress, because we have to transform ourselves from what we were born as to become something that we weren't born. On the other hand, we were born for such a time as this. So in sharing this, when we get done, we could just say, oh, let's just be holy now. And go ahead and close the doors, lock them in. And put some music on and say, in Nehemiah's time, you worship for 6 more hours. You know, and then there'll be somebody saying, if I don't eat, I'm going to die. Okay? So, is the day about eating? No. Is eating important? Do you think that it's possible for a people to transform, to have a metamorphosis, and do what the Lord wants, but also still be people? I hope that's the mindset. I hope that's the mindset. One page. You're protected. One page. You see all the blue? That's scripture. Here we go. There are two scriptures about today in the Bible. First one's in Leviticus 23:23-25. I'm going to read from the TLV, but I also have here the Hebrew, and we'll go through that. Adonai spoke to Moses, saying, I know Sam, if he were here, would say Yehovah. Someone else might say Yahweh. And Sam eloquently explained that he just wants to use a name that is exclusively for him, so that there's a distinction. While God has no distinction, okay, the word Adonai does. Yeah, Adonai is not used. It was used by Abraham. It was used by Moses. They used the terminology Adonai Yud Hey Vav Hey, since I don't know how to say it. Adonai Yud Hey Vav Hey. They used them both. In Isaiah chapter 12, it uses for the Lord just the first two letters. Okay? Adonai Yah Yud Hey Vav Hey. Yah is my salvation. In the Psalms, it uses the word Yah, and it's actually there. And it doesn't need any involve nikud or vowel markings or whatever. It's translated. Look at it. It's been there all along. Yah. They left off the last two letters and say the first part of the name, Yah. I prefer that. I prefer that. So I can just say Yah. And it's in the Bible. And I'm not talking about Yehu. Okay? I'm not talking about some foreign god or any such thing. In the synagogue, Adonai is used to refer to the tetragrammaton. Outside of the synagogue, the Jewish people use Hashem. They don't use Adonai. So, you know, Adonai, then the term is my Lord. But since it was good for Abraham, it was good for Moses, it's in the Torah, I think it's okay that the TLV chose Adonai as a distinctive. Again, if you want to use some other way to refer to his name so that it's unique and it speaks to you, wonderful. I just want to assert that what he's been saying, it's okay. Where did the term Yehovah come from? It comes from the first manuscript that had writing. And the oldest manuscript that has writing, which is 1215, I don't remember when it is. It's a long time ago. But it's not from year zero. Okay? The markings were made by the Masoretes. And they have a history of when they came, they were born, etc. And they, when that manuscript, which is from way back when the Masoretes were here, okay, has the Nikud, vowel marking, so that under Yud Hey Vav Hey, so you can say Yehovah, not Jehovah, or Yehovah. There's a yeah. Okay? However, let me also remind you that when it comes to the Torah, when it comes to the Tanakh, they found the Dead Sea Scrolls. And the Dead Sea Scrolls, which are for sure more than 2,000 years old, look exactly like they do today. That is not true of the New Covenant. It's only true of the Hebrew Scriptures. And even more so in the Torah. Get excited about. I get excited about something that I know, that I know, that I know, that I know. That I know, that I know, that I know. Okay, so pardon my Spanglish, but I know, that I know, that I know. That Yah refers to him. So let me use that today, okay? So Yah spoke to Moses saying, speak to Bnei Israel saying, in the seventh month, doesn't give a name. In the first day of the month, you are to have a Shabbat rest. Didn't say a Shabbat. He said Shabbat rest. The Hebrew there is Shabbaton. Shabbat. Okay? A Shabbat rest. What's characteristic of a Shabbat rest? Shabbat rest, typically there is no work. But this doesn't have to be on Saturday. It is today, but it doesn't have to be on Saturday. Next, it says, the TLB, a memorial of blowing. There's a footnote, and you follow the footnote, that says shofarot. That's the translation, the messianic translation. A holy convocation, Mikra Kodesh. You are to do no regular work, okay? So this is not a Shabbat, but if this was on any day of the week, you still can't work. And the word regular there is servile in the King James Version, which is what all of us do. Oh, maybe I need to explain. No, I'm not going to explain. But we're actually serving somebody. We're not the owners. Even in Israel, somebody else owns the place. And you are to present an offering made by fire to Adonai. That's it. That's it? That's it. Okay. Let's go to another place and that talks about it. Numbers 29. I'm only going to use verse 1 and 2 because verse 3, 4, 5, 6 detail the offerings of the day. So, you know, that I don't need to read today. On the first day of the seventh month, you are to have a sacred assembly. That sounds the same, Mikra Kodesh, a holy convocation. You are to do no laborious work. That sounds the same, not to do any work. It is for you a day of teruah. How do you say day in Hebrew? Yom. How do you say teruah in Hebrew? Well, that was Hebrew, teruah. So in Numbers 29, today is given a name, Yom Teruah. In Numbers 29, it's given a name, not in Leviticus 23. That is, I'm going to put in parentheses, a day for sounding the shofar. Numbers 29. Now, most of you are not Hebrew scholars, but at least we have a couple around here. Actually, Eliyahu's here, which is awesome today, because he's a Hebrew knowledgeable person. So here's Kaf Gimel, which is, Kaf is 20 and Gimel is 3. So this is verse 23. Vaydaver Adonai, Vaydaver Yah, El Moshe Lemor. Oh, I know what that means. Vaydaver, daver from diber, from speak. Who's speaking? Yah, Yudhei Babhei. Al Moshe, to Moses, saying, Lemor, saying. Here's that word again. The first one, this word now is the present tense or the Vav conversive above it. Kaf Dalet, that means 24, verse 24. Daber, daber is the actual present tense of the Hebrew verb, which means speak. So, well, how do we translate Vaydaber? And blank, blankety, blank, spoke. Okay? Which contains a past tense. Daber el Bnei Israel. Well, we know what that is. Speak el, in this case, to, like al. It could, depending on the vowels, it still means the same thing. Al Bnei Israel. Daber el Bnei Israel. Le amar, and say. Amar is to say. Well, what's the difference between daber and amar? Spent about 2 weeks in a graduate course at the University of Florida, and maybe you'll get it. I didn't get it. I spent 2 weeks, and I still couldn't get it. So, you know, maybe someone from there has got it, but I didn't really could figure it out. So I would use amar when it should have used daber, and I used daber when I should have used amar. When I was constructing stuff in Hebrew, here's the problem. They say, okay, write your thoughts in Hebrew. Like, My vernacular is Spanish. Okay. Le amar, okay? Bahodesh, we know what chodesh is. No? Chodesh, no Kadesh. Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh. Okay? Hashbi'i, you see the Shin, Bet, and Ain? That's the for Shba, which is number 7. Bachodesh Hashbi'i, on the 7th month. Okay? Be'echad. Okay, on the 1st of the 7th month. So far, so good, are we? Lechadash. So, this now adds the translation that is new. No, a new month. The beginning of the new month. This new 7th month. Okay? Lechodesh Adonai. Okay, here is the chodesh meaning holy. Lechodesh Adonai. So In the Hebrew, it says, by the way, this is holy to him. This is holy to him, okay? Lachem, okay, so tell them, don't forget to tell them, though, that this is holy to him. Shevatach, Sikron, Ha, let's see, Teruah, Mikra Kodesh. Okay? I have it translated elsewhere. Sikron Teruah, Mikra Kodesh. Sikron Teruah, Mikra Kodesh. I wish I had a thing, but I don't. I'm on the third line, on the next to the bottom line, the last four letters. Sikron Teruah, Mikra Kodesh. What did you not see there? Shofar. What you didn't see shofar. Mikra Kodesh, we know what that is. That's Holy Assembly. What is Sikron Teruah? Well, Sikron comes from Sachar. You can see that the first letter is Zayin, then a Chet, then a Resh. So Sachar means to remember. Okay, so if we don't dig deeply, we would say a remembrance Teruah. A remembrance Teruah, okay? Keep that. Keep that in mind. Let's read the right verse. Kaf Hei, which is the 24. Kol Melachat Avodah lo ta'asu. What I want you to see right there is Avodah lo ta'asu. Avodah is from work. Lo means ta'asu means to do. So no work. No work, okay? Let me stop there and get to the meat of this. And I'm going to finish very quickly, believe it or not. So let me translate this. And Adonai spoke to Moses saying, speak to Bnei Israel saying, the 7th month on the first day of the month, Lachodesh Adonai, Lachem Shabbaton. Okay? Lachodesh Adonai, Lachem Shabbaton. Notice that his name is not left out here. It's a Shabbaton to Adonai. Please note that. A Shabbaton to Adonai. Not a Shabbat. Shabbaton is the plural of Shabbat. You are to have a Shabbaton, in other words. A holy day of rest to Adonai. Not to you. Not to America, not to the family, but to Adonai. You are to do no regular work. Lo ta'asu. Okay? Avodah lo ta'asu. On a holy convocation, you don't anyway. And you shall offer a fire offering to Adonai. That's what this last three words are here. A fire offering. Now, as you can see, this is all that Leviticus 23 says about today. The TLV translates it as follows. Okay? You are to have a memorial of Teruah. That's what the TLV says. But they don't use the word Teruah. They use the word blowing of the shofar. Shofarot. Okay, so the TLV translates it as a memorial, a commemoration, but it fails to also say that another meaning of the word sikron, sikron Adonai, sikron, okay, another meaning of that is to mention. So what should be saying is a memorial, which could be said as a commemoration, which could be said as a mentioning of the Ruah. In other words, they translated a memorial of blowing. A memorial of blowing. They get that because teruah is one of the sounds that the shofar makes. So therefore, they said that it's a memorial of shofarot, of blowing the shofar. Shofar is not mentioned. Teruah is one of the three shofar calls that he's going to blow in just a little while. So he's already practiced so that if I say tekiah, he's going to do a long blast. And if I say Shevarim, he's going to do something different than Teruah, which is something different than Tekiah. There's only three, and he must know that, or else we're not going to get anywhere today. But he does know that. Therefore, if you look at this word, Teruah, and you look at it just, okay, well, teruah, there has to be the sound of the shofar. And what happens is that if we don't dig a little bit, we're victims of what I call the translator's choice. If the translator had choice A, choice B, and choice C for the same word, they really try to pick the one that is most appropriate, that gives the most meaning. Otherwise, they wouldn't write a Bible. They would write an amplified Bible. Have you ever used an amplified? That's why you read a word, and then there's a parenthesis, and there's all these other things. And it could actually go for three lines, and you go, oh, my God. But if you're going to write a translation, you got to make a decision. So they made a decision when they were translating the TLV, when they were translating the Hebrew. This is Jeff Seif was in charge of this. They picked the word sound of the shofar for teruah. Okay? All right, so is that correct? Well, if we look at Numbers 10, there were two silver trumpets. Two silver trumpets in Numbers 10. And it's also this word, teruah, is used in Joshua 6, 5 through 20. That's at the feet of, in front of it, Jericho. Here's what it says, okay? It will be when they make a long blast with the ram's horn. That's what it's translated. That's what it's translated in the TLV. So what would you expect the ram's horn to be here? Shofar. Would you like to know what it is? It's not shofar. Hayovel. What? Hayovel. What do you mean, yovel? The same word as jubilee? Yes. When you blow the jubilee? Yes. What's the difference between a jubilee horn and a regular shofar? That's easy for me to show. Joe, let me see that one right there. You have yours nearby? Or Sam's? Bring Sam. Friend, bring yours, Sam. Okay, Joe, show it to everybody. That's a shofar. That's a ram's horn. This is a yovel. That's a shofar made from an antelope. And it can be in that shape or in that shape. If you do the one on your left. The one on your left, it's also called a impala. A Chevrolet. An impala. So that's an impala, and this is an impala. Okay, the shofarim made from antelopes are called yovel. The shofarim made from rams, remember, the rams don't have all these big things. They kind of like have this, like the rams from in the football team, the rams. it's like this. They're not really tall. These are very tall. But look, I want you to hear that the Hebrew is precise here. The Hebrew says, it will be when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, Hayovel. That's the one that they're talking about. Not the little one. Well, that one makes a bigger noise. And it also makes a deeper noise. And Joe and Stephen are able to make more music with the longer one than they can with the little one. When you hear the sound of the shofar, whoa, wait a minute. What? When you hear the sound of the shofar, kol hashofar is the Hebrew. In other words, the Bible says that it's okay to blow the shofar made from an antelope or one made from a ram. And if he wants a specific one, he referred to it as that one. That's the one that's made specific. Have all the people shout aloud. Would you like to know what that's in Hebrew? Teruah gdola. Not tekiah gdola, but teruah gdola. So, in front of Jericho, the people are told, okay, when after the seven circuits, after they go around 7 days, and now they do seven times on the seventh day, at the end, they're given instructions in verse 5. When you hear the sound of this shofar, that one, go ahead, blow it. Let's see if we can tell a difference. Now, that's a pretty good shofar. See if you can make it do something. Okay? Can you tell the difference? That's no different, of course. Then the wall of the city shall fall down flat. And the people will go up, everyone, straight ahead, kadima. That's what the scripture says. Okay? The people shouted a loud shout. When that happened, what's the word? Teruah. Teruah. Okay, so look. Today's day is about teruah. Teruah can be the sound of that shofar. Go ahead. The sound of this shofar. Or the sound of Marilyn's shofar. Your voice. Okay, there you go. I mean, that's what you said. You had a shofar. Okay, so I'm following along. So in summary, the Hebrew teruah can mean blowing the shofar, or blowing two silver trumpets, or shouting to Adonai.
Make some noise.
Making some noise, but not just regular noise. Noise to Adonai. Okay? It's interesting that in Leviticus 23, today is not called Yom Teruah. In Numbers it was, but today in Leviticus 23, it's called Zikron Teruah. Doesn't say anything about Yom, and it doesn't say anything about Shofar. Therefore, okay, let's review. Zikron comes from the root word Sachar. You want to know what Sachar is translated to by Davka? Davka is the one that makes software for Hebrew. Hebrew word processors made by them. So Davka translates it as follows. Ready? A souvenir. Okay? A memento. A record. A trace. A memorial. A reminder. As a verb. But then it said, but if you see it used as a verb, Sachar as a verb, it only has two meanings, to remember and to mention. Okay. So either Zikron Teruah means a memorial Teruah, or it means a remembrance or a mention Teruah. What's the difference? A little bit different. Same but different. Now, the TLV translators use the word memorial. But look, that term, a memorial, teruah, could have been a commemoration. It's allowed by the word. A commemoration or a mentioning. If we choose the word mentioning, it is not done with a shofar, is it? How do you mention? In my mouth. You get an idea here, and it has to be expressed, and you express it this way. That's the mentioning. Have you ever heard a scripture verse that says something about mentioning? I do. There's a song that comes, "May mention that his name is exalted." I know it's there. Make mention that his name is exalted. Whoa! The word right there, Sikron, from Sachar, is a reminder that his name is to be exalted. That's how you find it. You can mention it with your lips when you remember, with your mind. Right? So it's still a remembrance, but the mentioning is that you remember and then you say something. When the Torah used the word Sachar, it uses it mostly with remembering Adonai. Sachar is used many, many times. And it's Sachar Adonai. Remember Adonai. Remember. You're always telling us to remember Adonai. Sachar Adonai. Remembering his name. In Exodus 3:15, he said, there's a song. Please excuse me. I'm going to sing the song. This is my name forever, by which I am to be remembered from generation to generation. This is my name. I am. That's what it does say. This is my name forever. This is my secher. Oh, the same word. This is my memorial or my mention or both. For every generation, what is it that we're supposed to sahar? What is it that we're supposed to remember? What is it that we're supposed to mention? I have a pain right here. I'm hungry. Go Gators. What am I supposed to mention? Are we just going to have a Go Gator thing here? What are we going to do? We're going to remember. We're going to mention his name. Got it? Got it? In Exodus 20:24, it says, in every place where I cause my name to be mentioned, achir et shmi. Notice that in every place where I cause my name to be mentioned. In other words, when he mentioned my name. In every place that I cause that to happen, it says here, I will come to you and bless you. I will come to you and bless you. So when we mention his name today, when we mention his name, we got a guarantee. I will come and I will bless you here in this place. You got it? In 1995, we learned a dance called Hallelujah Betzil Tzelei Shema. Right? You remember that, Amen? Of course you do. Hallelujah. Actually, you couldn't help but memorize the words. So here it is from memorization from 1995. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Betzil Tzelei Shema. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Betzile Tzele Trua. Did you hear something? Kol Hanshama Tehalelya. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Kol Hanshama Tehalelya. Hallelujah. This is the last three verses of Psalm 150. But if you go back a little bit, the next couple of verses, hear what it says. It says, praise him with the shofar. and pray. It does say shofar. It says it. Praise him. That's shofar. Praise him with kinor. What is kinor? It's literally a violin. It's translated as string instruments with violin. Praise him with tof. What is tof? Tambourine. A timbrel. That's another word for it, timbrel. Praise him with machol. What is machol? Those of you that have been in Israeli dancing, machol Miami. Dance. Machol is dance. Literally, it says praise him with a dance. Praise him with shema. That's not shema. Praise him with cymbals. Okay? You might be interested that those aren't exactly the cymbals you imagine, but includes those. Praise him with benevel. That's pipe instruments. Is yours a pipe instrument? Technically, it's a pipe instrument, isn't it? Okay, that means brass. Praise him with brass. That's part of 150. Kerov gedulo, with harps and lyre. Harp is a string instrument, and a lyre is a similar. And then the last thing he says, Kol Hanshama Tehaleya. Kol Hanshama. What is that? With all Hanshama, breath. Everything that has breath, praise Adonai. So, if you take Psalm 150, we can get Stephen with his horn here and start, and that's Teruah. And you can get Ami with a violin, and that's Teruah. And you can get Joe with his trumpet, brass, that's Teruah. And you can get somebody with timbrels, ding, 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 that's Teruah. What? Hang on a second. I got one more for you. This expression, Betzil Tele Trua. Betzil Tele. Betzil Tele is from Tzilzel. Tzilzel is a percussion instrument. Another way to say that is with a noisemaker. Oh, wait a minute. A noisemaker? You got it? Well, what's literally something that looks like a tzil? Spanish have it. Ah, maracas. Exactamente. There's another instrument called a percussion egg. And you actually have seen the percussion egg that the band from Israel, Mikerem, uses it now. And they just take the egg and go. Okay? We could take the box of noisemakers from Purim, bring it here, take it out, and when it comes time for Truah, a day of Truah, you could go, and that's okay. You could go, and that's okay. All of those are biblical expressions of Truah, not just the shofar. Okay. Look, we're supposed to mention his name with a shout. What name are you going to mention? You can go ahead and decide that you need to say Yehovah, or you need to say Adonai, or you need to say Yah. But I got one. Yeah. I got Yeshua because Yeshua said, when you look at me, you see the boss. Okay? When you look at me, you say the boss. Philip, how long have I been with you and you still haven't figured it out? You're still saying, show me the Father. He said, well, look at him. Well, how can it be that you are both the Messiah and you are the Father? When we get to heaven, we're going to ask that question. I don't understand it, but that's what it says. That's what it says. So as far as I'm concerned, we actually, in the new covenant, have a name we can say. The one who came and rescued you and me out of the pits of hell deserves to have his name. So today, when we do this, you can go, ah! That's a teruah. You can get his trombone and the trumpet and go, bah, 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 bah. That's teruah. Okay? We can just wait for his demon to blow it, or one of those guys to blow the long shofar, the yovel, or the little shofar. But what are you going to do with your voice? Yes! What was that? Yes! So when we have teruah today, okay, we can blow the shofar. That's okay. We can use any of the instruments in Psalm 150. That's okay. We can have some silver trumpets. Do you have any? Silver? Yeah. We can blow on the silver. You can blow on the silver trumpet today if you want to. Or you can have... Yeshua! And that's okay. That's okay. You're actually keeping the commandment. You're keeping what the Bible said about today. It really didn't say you just use the shofar. It said do truah. Truah can be... It's Psalm 47 says, clap your hands, all you people. The second verse is shout unto God with a voice of triumph. The word shout there is truah. So it's a shout of triumph. It's not a wailing wall thing, but a happy. I think mentioning Yeshua makes me happy. So we can raise our voices just like a dedication of the first and the second temple. In case you don't know, the first temple was dedicated on Tishri. Okay? And it's described for us in 2 Chronicles chapter 5. And it says that when the 100 priests raised their voice. Huh? And it says, and when the ones blowing the shofarim and the trumpets, the silver trumpets, when they went together with the voices, and then they started saying, Hodu l'Adonai ki tov, ki le olam hasdo. That's what it says. When that happened, it says, the Lord moved in. And when the Lord moved in, they moved out. Got it? The Lord moved in. That happened at the dedication of the first temple. Well, you know that it also happened at the dedication of the second? The same. The same. Let me read it for you a little bit here. In Ezra 3 and 2 Chronicles 5, it says that when the entire assembly sang, Hodu l'Adonai ki tov ki le'olam hasdo, when they shouted at the Ruah. Now, how do we know that they were shouting happy? Because in Nehemiah, it actually describes it. And he said, when they started to shout and some started to cry. And so the priest went over there and said, what are you crying for? Now, if your answer was, I am so moved inside by what I see, that's the way that I show happiness, I cry. They left you alone. But if you said, I'm crying because I'm sad, they would have said to you, allí está la puerta. The door's right there. Get your butt out of here because we're going to shout a happy shout because the house of the Lord has been built, just like it happened in the first temple. So, in summary, I'm done. In the Tanakh, you can make teruah four ways. There are four ways to fulfill today's remembrance. With a shofar. Ah, Stephen has a shofar. That's going to be okay. With a yovel. Yeah, Sam has a yovel. That's going to be okay. With silver trumpets. Joe has a silver trumpet. Not long like that, but it's still a silver trumpet. With that, with noisemakers, we didn't bring any. Or with a joyful shout, mentioning his name, Yeshua. Take your pick.